coming back to Rosie on the House, and apparently we're getting lots of questions about the auction site. It's just one more new element at Rosie on the House. In addition to the e-commerce store where you can buy things that we've personally certified, all a big percentage of the profits that are generated there all go to contribute to the three nonprofits that we support here, Habitat for Humanity, MAM, and St. Vincent de Paul. And the website that everybody's asking about for the auctions, where we put things on there that are like brand new that we're taking out of houses we're remodeling, it's auctions, plural, auctions.rosieonthehouse.com. Take a look at that. We've remodeled a fairly large house in Paradise Valley that's got some unbelievably nice stuff posted up there, and the auctions expire. We're going to close at midnight, February 28th. Shall we get back to the calls real quick? Let's see if we can
Christina's
bring...
Christina's been sitting there a little bit.
Christina's been waiting a long time. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
All right. How can we help you, ma'am? Thanks for your patience.
Oh, no, thank you. So I have some flat roofing over a back patio.
Okay.
And an uncle of mine suggested that I get rubber roofing instead of the pre-stick rolled roofing, but I don't see it for sale anywhere out here. So I'm wondering, because he's back in Ohio.
Okay.
I'm wondering if there's a reason I can't find it for sale out here.
How big a patio are we talking, Christina?
It is, I measured it in inches, so it's 142 inches by 163 inches.
Okay. And what's currently up there? Just the white granular?
It's the old rolled roofing.
Rolled roofing.
So it's not white. It matches the color of my shingles.
Okay. And it ties into your existing roof, just the existing shingles.
It does.
On one side. Okay.
Yep.
The roofing material your uncle's talking about comes in about four or five different species. It can be hard to find in do-it-yourself stores. You have to go to a roofing supply store itself. But there are specialized pieces of equipment and tools required to lay it. If this is something you're going to do yourself, I'm thinking I might just stay just with the rolled roofing. The most critical thing you've got to consider is that rolled roofing goes underneath your shingles where it ties into your roof. And that's the most critical thing you've got to make sure you get put back correctly. When we're doing that, Christina, we generally go out and buy what's called coil stock. And that's a 24-inch wide piece of coiled galvanized flashing. And when we've stripped all the old roof material off the roof, then we slip that galvanized stock underneath the shingles as far as we can. And then we pry it up just a little bit and then shove the rolled roofing in underneath there as tight as we can. Then we relay that galvanized down. Everything that then gets in underneath the shingles upstream from the junction ends up on top of the roof. It is the foolproof method for attaching a patio roof to a house and or repairing the patio roof without having to replace the shingles on the existing roof. So I hope that helps. Clara, Ron, Mike, and Tom, I'm going to have to take all your questions off air. Excuse me.
Wore your little self out today. Gave Jonah a crash course in call screening and got lots of questions answered.
Thank you, Jonah Herkel, sophomore at ASU, Walter Cronkite School of Journalism, currently serving as our call screener today, originally from beautiful Queen Creek, Arizona.
Hmm.
Thanks, Joni. You did a great job. It was a busy day today. Lots of calls. So we're wrapping up the topic of can you battle bugs and weeds the organic way?
We have, if you go to our website under blogs, we have a nice article in there on some ideas, including the use of neem oil to repel bugs. for some of the natural ways. Miss Emily Heller told us some other ways would be to just blast your plants with a hose, you know, appropriate to the size of the plant, of course. And then
I can pressure wash my garden.
No, I knew that was coming. No.
Oh.
Just, you know, just hose off the bugs.
Oh.
You can use a soapy spray for the aphids. They don't like that sticky. It keeps them from landing. Then if you want to make a natural spray, you can add garlic, onion, and hot pepper and spray that on your plants. It won't hurt the plants, but the bugs don't like it. So that's a good way to go. And then the neem oil. Or if it's caterpillars, just pick them off and get rid of them. So there's, you know, like I said, it's very time-consuming. You have to go out and observe your garden. Arizona Extension published an article that kind of lets you know this is a lot of work, going out and checking your stuff daily or weekly, seeing what if there's any indication of any kind of harm to the plants. I think some of the most important tips, though, are to plant according to the instructions of the plant in the proper place, right plant, right place, and keep them healthy. And those things will help sustain regardless of what you get hit with. So Emily Heller actually gives classes at the Wright Garden. Is that the right? Wright in the Garden. So look that up.
All right. Folks, we appreciate y'all joining us this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We promise we'll be back next Saturday morning to continue our 30-year tradition of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend right here at Rosie on the House.
Don't power wash your garden, please.
Thanks, Gary. You saved me a bunch of work this week.